Part 7. Quotations by Jeffrey Dahmer. I never had any interest in following any true crime stories, you know. Like some people buy these magazines and like to read about it. I had no interest. It's hard for me to believe that a human being could have done what I've done, but I know that I did it. I should have gone to college and gone into real estate and got myself an aquarium. That's what I should have done. Looking back on my life, I know I have made others suffer as much as I have suffered. No, the killing was not the objective. I just wanted to have the person under my complete control, not having to consider their wishes, being able to keep them there as long as I wanted. I couldn't find any meaning for my life when I was out there. I'm sure as hell not going to find it in here. This is the grand finale of a life poorly spent, and the end result is just overwhelmingly depressing. It's just a sick, pathetic, wretched, miserable life story. That's all it is. How it can help anyone? I have no idea. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight when you depersonalize another person and view them as just an object for pleasure, and not a living, breathing human being. It seems to make it easier to do things you shouldn't do. If a person doesn't think there is a God to be accountable to, then what's the point of trying to modify your behavior to keep it within acceptable ranges? That's how I thought anyway. I always believed the theory of evolution as truth, that we all just came from the slime. When we died, you know, that was it. There is nothing. I don't even know if I have the capacity for normal emotions or not, because I haven't cried for a long time. You just stifle them for so long that maybe you lose them, partially at least. I don't know. Yes, I do have remorse, but I'm not even sure whether it is as profound as it should be. I've always wondered why I don't feel more remorse.